In November 1998, Jonathan Powell, Prime Minister Tony Blair's chief of staff, one of the most senior officials in the British government, got a call that would change his life.
Martin McGuinness called me up and said, would I come out and see him incognito?
Martin McGuinness was chief negotiator of Sinn Féin and formerly a member of the IRA. His distrust of the British government was so intense, he'd asked Powell to travel without the knowledge of Britain's security services. Powell was about to become Tony Blair's undercover diplomat. This is the story of how Jonathan Powell negotiated with Sinn Féin in secret for nearly a decade to prevent a return to violence in Northern Ireland. He had a vital hidden role in a peace process that many times teetered dangerously close to failure. Powell's establishment background was a world away from the streets of Derry. He went from private school to Oxford, and then to the diplomatic service. Two members of his immediate family had been IRA targets. When Blair took power, Powell became his right-hand man, handling the most sensitive matters of state.
My day job was to be chief of staff, to try and run Downing Street and make sure that the Prime Minister's writ ran through government.
Tony Blair needed a trusted member of his inner circle to negotiate on his behalf. And that was how Powell ended up waiting on a street corner in Derry.
Two men came up to me and said, Martin sent us. Slightly ominous looking men with shaved heads. I followed them and got into a taxi, black taxi, and went off with them.
The IRA had been on ceasefire for 2 years, but there could be no lasting peace until they gave up their weapons. Powell was here to ask Sinn Féin to bring about IRA decommissioning. Throughout his decade in Downing Street, Powell kept a diary, an insider's record that has never been seen before.